Hello and welcome to the 2007 Great American Beer Festival. I'm Justin Crosley from the Brewing Network, and this is your GABF Festival Floor virtual tour. For the next few minutes, I'll get you oriented with everything you need to know to navigate the festival hall over the next couple days and make the most out of your GABF experience. By now, you should have entered the hall through the main entrance located at the front left side of the festival floor. For reference purposes, the entry wall is the front of the festival floor. In the distance in front of you is the back wall, and then, of course, the left and right sides of the hall, respectively. If you've not yet entered the hall, you may want to listen to this again when you make it here to remind you of where things are located. Now, being a beer enthusiast myself, who is very familiar with life at a beer festival, I know that one of the most important points of reference you'll need is the restroom. So, take note that all restrooms are located along the right side wall of the festival floor. There are also porta-potties located just outside of the festival doors, also on the right side of the hall. And now that you know that, we can all feel free to taste beer until our heart's content. As a general perspective, you should know that the tasting portions of the hall are divided into regions representing the geography of the U.S. So, beginning on the front left side of the hall, right where you entered, is the southern region. There, you'll have the opportunity to taste beers from the American South, from breweries such as Sweetwater Brewing Company of Atlanta, Georgia, who will be pouring a unique blueberry beer. Also, at the very front of the southern section near the main entrance of the hall, you'll find the Support Your Local Brewery table at booth B1. Here, you can sign up to be a part of a national grassroots partnership of beer enthusiasts, professional trade associations, and brewers dedicated to supporting and protecting the interests of small, traditional, and independent craft breweries, like the ones at the GABF. Moving past the southern section toward the back of the hall, you'll find the Midwest region. This is one of the largest regions represented at the GABF this year, and you're going to find an amazing selection of mouth-watering beers from breweries such as America's Brewing Company from Aurora, Illinois, with their No Such Thing as White Chocolate beer, a golden ale brewed with white chocolate. At the very back left side of the hall, you'll find the GABF main stage, where the award ceremony will take place from 12:30 to 4:30 during Saturday's members-only session. You'll also get to see stand-up comedy Thursday and Friday nights from 5:30 to 6:30, followed by the Brewing Network's live beer radio show broadcast to the world right from the stage from 6:30 to 7:30, both on Thursday and Friday nights. You can listen in to brewer interviews and even participate in on-air contests for prizes during the show. Then, from 7:30 to 8:30, stay to watch the GABF's exclusive Inside the Brewer Studio, hosted by Tom Daldorf of the Celebrator Beer News. Thursday night will feature a panel discussion comprised of and focusing on women in brewing, followed by a panel of American brewers on classic European beer styles. Friday night will feature a very special panel dedicated to sharing memories and impressions of the most prolific beer writer in history, Michael Jackson, followed by an all-star panel of brewers discussing extremism in the pursuit of beer, virtue, or vice. So come on over to the stage area, rest your feet, and spend some time with us at the main stage. If you've come with your dancing shoes on, or if you just grew them after a few tastes, the Oscar Blues Silent Disco is located right in the front of the main stage area, where you can throw on some headphones and dance to the DJ. Moving over to the center of the back wall, you'll find the beers of the Pacific Northwest. Sample groundbreaking beers from breweries in this region, like Alaskan Brewing Company's Smoked Porter, or any of the other breweries from one of the nation's most diverse brewing communities. Turning down the center aisle of the hall are the breweries of the Pacific region. Here, you can find a very diverse selection of beer from breweries such as the Lagunitas Brewing Company of Petaluma, California, with their tasty IPA, or the world-famous Watermelon Wheat from San Francisco's 21st Amendment Brewery and Restaurant. In the very center of the hall is a place you won't want to forget, the Beer and Food Pavilion. Here, you'll find demonstrations, beer and food pairings, and cooking with beer examples from some of America's finest chefs and brewers. On Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m., you'll find Todd Osri, brewing director, and Stuart Close, pitmaster at Breckenridge Brewery and Barbecue, presenting a small batch beer and smoked meats pairing. Then, at 7, Garrett Oliver, brewmaster at Brooklyn Brewery and author of The Brewmaster's Table, will offer a pairing of artisan American beer and cheese. At 8, join Charlie Papazian, president of the Brewers Association and homebrewing author and guru, as he cooks with Chef Jorge De La Torre, dean of the College of Culinary Arts at Johnson & Wales University. They'll present three unexpected and amazing pairings Charlie has experienced in his adventures around the globe. And finally, at 9, Sam Calagione of Dogfish Head Craft Brewery and Marnie Old, director of wine studies at Manhattan's French Culinary Institute, will face off and tackle the age-old question, which is a better food partner, beer or wine? On Friday, the Beer and Food Pavilion continues at 6 p.m. with the beer chef, Bruce Patton, of the Cathedral Hill Hotel in San Francisco, pairing chocolate six-spice crusted lamb chops with Toronado Anniversary Ale from multiple award-winning brewmaster Vinny Chalurzo of the Russian River Brewing Company. Then at 7, join beer writer, researcher, and advocate extraordinaire Carolyn Smiglaski and Peter Bucart, brewmaster of New Belgium Brewing Company, as they share contemporary European cuisine and Belgian-style beer. At 8, join Bosco's Brewing Company's Chuck Skypeck and chef Jorge De La Torre as they prepare and serve a special stone beer cheese soup made with Bosco's famous Flaming Stone Beer, North America's original Stein beer. And finally, at 9, executive chef Rick Martin and Chuck Majerel, owner of the Free State Brewing Company, will present roasted pork tenderloin with barley wine malt broth and tart cherry bread pudding. They'll demonstrate simple ways of layering flavors to both parallel and contrast beers, and also share their mission to put local produce and goods into the Free State mix of flavors. On Saturday, just after the awards ceremony, beer and cookbook author Lucy Saunders will be pairing American craft beer and chocolate. Taste chocolates, truffles, brownies, and cocoa confections from Lucy Saunders, author of the new cookbook, The Best of American Beer and Food. Samples will be paired with Kona Brewing Company's Pipeline Porter, New Glarus Brewing Company's Raspberry Tart Ale and Bourbon Barrel Bock, Rogue Ale's Chocolate Stout, and others. So, as you can tell, the Beer and Food Pavilion is a place to keep checking throughout the festival to learn all about how beer and food work so well together, and to get a small bite while you're at it. If you keep moving through the center aisle past the Beer and Food Pavilion toward the front of the hall, you'll find yourself immersed in the Southwest tasting region. Here, you can find some fantastic examples of Oktoberfest Märzens brewed in the American Southwest, and other unique brews like a pomegranate lambic from North by Northwest restaurant and brewery out of Texas. The Southwest region takes up both of the center aisles at the front portion of the hall, so there's plenty of tasting to go around. At the very front of the Southwest region's C aisle, you'll find a booth like no other, and you won't want to miss it. It's the GABF's Pro-Am Tasting Booth, where you'll get to try beers that professional brewers collaborated on with home brewers. This is only the second year that the Brewers Association has put this together, and it's an opportunity for award-winning home brewers to up the ante and brew with the pros to show off their beer-making skills on a commercial level. Stop by the booth and find out who's involved and try out the Pro-Am beers that were entered into this year's Pro-Am competition. Well, now that you've been through half of the hall and you find yourself back at the front, you may want to browse the official GABF store to find some wares from your favorite brews so far. The large store is located right in the front middle of the hall and is home to shirts, hats, and other memorabilia from both the GABF itself and also the participating breweries. Support the craft beer scene and your favorite breweries by purchasing items here to show off your colors. Moving over toward the right side of the hall, you'll find the mountain region of the floor. This region is one of the largest on the floor, extending all the way to the back of the hall, and of course, also represents the local breweries of Colorado. You can find amazing brews from locals Odell's, Avery, Flying Dog, and many more. At the very front end of that aisle, you'll find a new feature this year, the You Be the Judge booth. Here, you can taste GABF competition entries right alongside a real GABF beer judge and learn how the beers are evaluated and chosen. It's a great opportunity to test your palate and see how much goes into choosing the medal winners each year. Continuing right to the last aisle of the hall, you'll find the fabulous beers of the Northeast, like the beers of Connecticut's Cambridge House Brewery that are normally only available in Connecticut, or the famous brews of Garrett Oliver and the Brooklyn Brewery. Don't miss out on this important and ever-growing sector of the craft beer world. Also against the far right wall, you'll find another memorabilia location at the brewery poster area. Here, you can bid in a silent auction for signed and mounted posters from your favorite breweries and bring them home yourselves. The bidding takes place during each afternoon session of the GABF from 5:30 to 8. Then, the winners are announced at 8, and if you're the lucky bidder, you'll receive a one-of-a-kind poster that has been signed by the brewers, owners, and staff of some of America's finest breweries. Finally, at the back right corner of the hall, you'll find vendors, sponsors, fun, and entertainment. Among others, the old Chicago Foamers Lounge brings video games where you can compete for prizes. The Beer, Beer, and More Beer booth offers information and wares for the home brewer in you. And our own Brewing Network broadcast booth will be broadcasting live shows, doling out prizes, and getting you enlisted into the BN Army. So now that you're situated, there's just a couple more things you should keep an eye out for. The American Homebrewers Association and Brewers Association booth is located at the back end cap of the Southwest Region Aisle D. Now, these are the folks that put this entire event together, and they'd love to talk to you about homebrewing, craft brewing, the industry as a whole, and how you can get involved. Stop by for all the information you ever wanted about craft beer and get a little closer to the industry you've grown to love. While you're there, you'll find brewers and authors signing books for you throughout the festival session. Brewing icons such as Charlie Papazian, Sam Calagione, Garrett Oliver, John Palmer, and Jamil Zainashev will all be there signing their books. So don't miss this unique opportunity to meet the folks who've made an impact on your passion for beer. Well, that concludes our virtual tour of the festival floor. Now it's up to you to explore the American craft beer landscape like no other place on earth can offer. So have fun, take care of each other and be safe, and enjoy one of the best beer festivals on earth, the Great American Beer Festival.